Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 28, Relationship with the Supreme, Part 3, The Deficiency in Brahman Realization. Ramananda Roy next cited more evidence from Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Na Shochati Na Kangshati Samat Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhakting Labhate Param. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman. One never laments nor desires to have anything. One is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, one attains pure devotional service unto me, Krishna. Ramananda Roy first suggested devotional service rendered with renunciation of fruitive activities. But here, Ramananda Roy suggests that devotional service with full knowledge and spiritual realization added is superior. However, Lord Chaitanya rejected this proposal also, because simply by renouncing material results in Brahman realization, still one does not realize the spiritual world and spiritual activities. And although there is no material contamination when one attains the stage of Brahman realization, that stage is still not perfect because there is no positive engagement in spiritual activity. And since it is still on the mental plane, it is also external. For the pure living entity is not liberated unless he or she is completely engaged in spiritual activity. And as long as one is absorbed in impersonal thoughts, or in thoughts of the void, then one's entrance into an eternal blissful life of knowledge is still not completed. And when spiritual knowledge is not complete, one will be hindered in the attempt to cleanse the mind of all material variegatedness. Thus, impersonalists are frustrated in their attempts to make the mind void by artificial meditation. It is very difficult to void the mind of all material conceptions, as stated in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Klesho adhikataras tesham avyakta sakta chetasam avyakta hi gatir dukhang dehava dabir avapyate. For those whose minds are attracted to the unmanifest, impersonal feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. To make progress in that discipline is always difficult for those who are embodied. And so, the liberation which is obtained by such impersonal meditation is not complete, and therefore Lord Chaitanya rejected it. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 28, Relationship with the Supreme, Part 3, The Deficiency in Brahman Realization. Recorded September 19, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON Founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Yeah.